What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Trigger warning. This podcast contains descriptions of various abusive situations. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to the Preacher Boys podcast, a podcast shedding light on decades of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. The testimonies shared on this podcast are told from the personal experience and perspective of the survivors. Not all legal outcomes are known or final. Any suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. Now, here is your host, Eric Skwarzynski.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Preacher Boys podcast. Today's story comes out of North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, pastored by Jack Treiber. Jack Treiber has established himself as one of the biggest names in independent fundamental Baptist circles. Treiber will be a featured speaker at two IFB conferences this month alone. On March 18th, 2024, he is speaking at the Old Pass Conference in Bethany, Oklahoma, with Tony Hudson, Ellen Domeley, and Bruce Goddard, the last of whom you likely recognize from the recent Max documentary, Let Us Pray, A Ministry of Scandals, which exposed his numerous cover-ups of sexual abuse. Immediately after the Old Pass Conference, he will be on the platform of First Baptist Church in Hammond, Indiana, one of the most prominent churches in IFB circles and also no stranger to scandals, for the Servants Conference alongside Tom Williams, Andy Dahl, David Gibbs, and John Wilkerson. While Treiber is an oft-praised figure within fundamentalism, he and his church have also drawn much criticism from former members and ex-fundamentalists in general for his proximity to and direct involvement with some major scandals associated with the IFB. In fact, one of the earliest alleged IFB abusers that I ever stumbled upon was that of Treiber's brother-in-law, Mike Strofe, whose name is mentioned on the now inactive watchdog site Chuckles Travels in a handful of articles. The more I've dug into abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement, Strofe's name has continued to resurface here and there, with a basic outline of a story of abuse and ensuing cover-up by Treiber himself that has been whispered about in ex-IFB circles for well over a decade. However, there has never been any public allegation that anybody could point to, until now. On October 19th, 2022, a lawsuit was quietly filed against North Valley Baptist Church and Mike Strofe by two women, Christina Cheatham and Kimberly Craig, alleging abuse that took place near the end of the 1980s. Due to the statute of limitations, this suit would not have previously been possible. However, in 2019, California Assembly Bill No. 218 amended the law about civil suits for recovery of damages from alleged childhood sexual abuse. The bill prescribed an amendment and expansion of the definition of childhood sexual abuse, extension of the statute of limitations for commencement of civil suits, allowance of recovery of up to treble damages under certain circumstances involving a cover-up of childhood sexual assault, revival of specific childhood sexual assault claims, and exemption from the Government Tort Claims Act's claims presentation requirements for child sexual assault claims. This amendment gave both Cheatham and Craig an unprecedented opportunity to take action. I will summarize the critical allegations in this episode, but still, I'd encourage anyone interested in the story to seek a copy of the suit for clarity. So, who are the plaintiffs in this case? Christina Cheatham was born on April 4, 1971, and began attending North Valley Baptist Church when she was 7 years old and in second grade. She met her abuser, Mike Strofe, through her association with North Valley Baptist Church. Kimberly Craig was born on February 16, 1972. Craig began attending North Valley Baptist Church and the church-operated school when she was 15 and in her sophomore year of high school. She met her abuser, Mike Strofe, through her association with North Valley Baptist Church. These are the plaintiffs, but who is the perpetrator? According to the suit, during his time at North Valley Baptist Church, Mike Strofe held several titles, including associate pastor, youth pastor, and sports director. Strofe also served as a basketball coach and teacher, teaching various subjects including history, math, and Bible studies. The suit also claims that he led weekly services for congregants and students at North Valley Baptist Church. Notably, Mike Strofe was, during this time, and still is, the brother-in-law of Jack Treiber, the senior pastor of North Valley Baptist Church since 1976. I'm going to break down the allegations that are laid out in the suit, starting with Christina Cheatham. Christina Cheatham attended North Valley Baptist Church's school from approximately 1978 to 1989. Christina met Mike Strofe when North Valley Baptist Church hired him in approximately 1984. Christina was 13 at the time. As Christina's youth pastor, Strofe spent many hours counseling her, and she likewise spent many hours with him, volunteering to help with school and sports-related tasks frequently. The complaint revealed that Cheatham disclosed to Strofe that she was a, quote, pleaser, and would always do her best to stay out of trouble. What follows in the report is a harrowing textbook example of grooming and subsequent abuse. I'll quote directly from the suit here. In 1985, when Cheatham was 14 years old and a sophomore in high school, Strofe began grooming her for sexual abuse. For example, when Cheatham sought pastoral guidance from Strofe, Strofe hugged Cheatham for the first time, in direct violation of North Valley Baptist Church's rules. Strofe warned Cheatham not to tell anyone and that he would deny it if she did. Strofe began hugging Cheatham more frequently. Cheatham served as his helper and was often pulled out of class to assist him in his office or sports closet. Once alone, Strofe would hug and kiss Cheatham, who was 15 years old. Strofe also began to fondle Cheatham's buttocks and vagina while they hugged. Over the next 3 years, Strofe made sexual advances on Cheatham and cultivated an unlawful and damaging sexual relationship with her. Strofe engaged in numerous acts of childhood sexual abuse, including kissing, groping, digital penetration, and oral copulation that persisted for the remainder of Cheatham's minority. Cheatham is informed and believes, and on that basis alleges, church employees were in a position to and did regularly observe Cheatham spending an inappropriately large amount of time alone with Strofe, both during and after school hours. North Valley Baptist Church employees who were in a position to observe the inappropriate interactions between Strofe and Cheatham knew or should have known of the inappropriate sexual relationship between Strofe and Cheatham. However, North Valley Baptist Church took no action to intervene and protect Cheatham from the ongoing abuse. The lawsuit continues with a specific situation described where, around the 1987-1988 school year, the son of a North Valley Baptist Church member told a parent that they saw Strofe and Cheatham, quote, inappropriately touching each other's feet under the table during a school meeting while several other students were present, end quote. The employee reported this. Still, Pastor Jack Treiber disregarded the report, telling the employee, quote, if she didn't see it, it didn't happen, end quote. I'm going to get you back into today's episode in just a moment, but first I want to thank the sponsor that is making today's episode possible, and that sponsor is Factor. Factor creates no prep, no mess meals. You can meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, no matter how many podcasts you're recording, going up and down the stairs, trying to take meetings, whatever you're doing, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. And I can say this from experience. They were kind enough to send me a couple of meals for this week, and I enjoyed one just shortly before reading this ad. and it is amazing. And with 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. You can make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert and stay fueled with easy, nutritious options. And these aren't meals that skimp on quality either. You've got things like filet mignon, shrimp, blackened salmon, and so much more. So if you want to try it, go head over to factormeals.com/preacherboys50 and use code preacherboys50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code preacherboys50 at factormeals.com/preacherboys50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check out Factor, and now check out the rest of this episode.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now I'm going to break down the allegations made by Kimberly Craig in the lawsuit. Kimberly Craig began attending North Valley Baptist Church in 1987 when she was 15 years old, a sophomore in high school. That same year, Mike Strofe was her youth pastor and teacher. The suit explains that Kimberly quickly became friends with Christina and began spending time with her, often assisting Strofe with tasks in a similar manner as Cheatham. Kimberly began assisting Strofe with school and sports-related activities, including cleaning equipment, folding jerseys, and organizing schoolwork. Craig and Strofe would often be alone in Strofe's office during these tasks. Several staff members at North Valley Baptist Church witnessed Strofe and Craig enter and remain in Strofe's office alone. Identical to Christina's story, Strofe began grooming Kimberly with constant hugs, normalizing physical touch between them, and progressively getting more inappropriate and escalating until, when Kimberly was 17 years old, Strofe started to have vaginal intercourse with her. At 17 years old, Kimberly became pregnant with Strofe's child. Kimberly's dad, a North Valley Baptist Church deacon, found out she was pregnant and reported it to Jack Treiber. Mike Strofe admitted to what the lawsuit labels, quote, inappropriate and unlawful sexual relationships with both Craig and Cheatham, end quote. As disturbing as the initial abuse is, the suit continues with a chilling description of the ensuing cover-up after Mike Strofe confessed to Jack Treiber. Again, I'll quote directly from the lawsuit. Plaintiffs are informed and believe, and on that basis allege, that Pastor Treiber arranged for Strofe and his family to transfer to a fundamentalist Baptist church out of state. Plaintiffs are informed and believe, and on that basis allege, that Pastor Treiber arranged for Plaintiff Craig to move to Indiana to stay at home with a member of another fundamentalist Baptist church until she gave birth to the baby Strofe fathered. Plaintiff Craig was made to feel as if it was her fault for becoming pregnant. She was told by Pastor Treiber that she should give the child up for adoption, and then she could return to North Valley Baptist Church, restored. Treiber arranged for Craig to stay in Indiana while she was pregnant, and told her it was best to stay out of sight until she was no longer pregnant. Plaintiff Craig gave birth to her child and saw the baby just one time before he was taken from her and given up for adoption. Craig returned to North Valley Baptist Church and was instructed to become as involved as possible, working and volunteering for North Valley Baptist Church until she attended college in Indiana the following year. The lawsuit proceeds to point out that had the report brought to Treiber around the 1987 to 1988 school year about inappropriate contact between Christina Cheatham and Mike Strofe been addressed, it likely could have prevented future abuses by Strofe. It places a fair and necessary amount of blame on Treiber, turning a blind eye to the reports he received. North Valley Baptist Church and Mike Strofe responded to the allegations with denial, saying in part that, quote, defendant denies each and every allegation, both specifically and generally, of each cause of action contained in plaintiff's complaint on file herein and the whole thereof, and further denies that plaintiffs has sustained or is entitled to recover damages in the sum alleged or in any sum whatsoever. Defendant denies that plaintiffs have sustained any injury, damage, or loss by reason of any conduct, action, or omission on the part of the defendant, end quote. You can read their entire defense and the full complaint by Christina Cheatham and Kimberly Gregg by visiting the public portal for the Superior Court of California and the County of Santa Clara. There's a link to that in the show notes. The lawsuit is still ongoing. I'll continue to update you as this story develops.
Thank you for listening to the Preacher Boys podcast. If you appreciated the content on the show, please leave a review on iTunes and don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.